I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. A shareholder vote over three seats on the corporate board of Casella Waste Systems has stirred up ugly allegations and concerns over a future corporate takeover. As VPR's Nina Keck reports, that's because who will fill those board seats could have major implications for the Rutland-based company.
JCP Investment Management, a small Houston-based investment firm which owns just over 5% of Casella's stock, calls the Vermont company seriously undervalued and says shareholders are losing out. James Pappas is JCP's majority owner.
Our job, at least me as an investor, is to analyze the track record of the management team and analyze the business itself. And in order to do that, we have to go back over a multi-year period to see how things have gone.
And Pappas says since Casella went public in 1997, that track record has been lousy.
You went public at $18. The stock today is at $6. That's over an 18-year period. I could have put my money in a savings account that got 2% a year for the last 18 years, and it would be worth more than the stock is today. That's an unbelievable statistic.
For the past several months, JCP Investment has been calling for a new CEO and changes on Casella's board of directors, saying the shakeup is needed to boost revenue and improve the rights of shareholders. To that end, JCP has been urging stockholders to vote for its two candidates, James Pappas and Brett Fraser, for Casella's board of directors. Results of the proxy vote will be announced at the company's annual meeting November 6th. Casella employs more than 1,900 people in six northeastern states, including more than 500 in Vermont. Sitting in his Rutland office, Casella's chairman and CEO John Casella says Pappas is not out for the good of the company.
James is looking, he's an activist investor that attacks four or five companies a year, and that's his business model. And that business model is looking at how they can sell the companies and create a short-term gain.
Because of that, Casella has spent the last month visiting the company's largest shareholders, urging them to re-elect the company's slate of candidates, which includes himself, James O'Connor, and William Hulligan. O'Connor and Hulligan were recently named to the board and have more than 80 years of experience running multi-billion dollar solid waste companies, far more experience, says Casella, than JCP's candidates. Casella admits his company has taken risks over the years, some which didn't work, but he says a major reorganization in 2011 and a solid plan for growth has helped their stock price jump more than 40% this year alone.
The performance speaks for itself. The stock price is up dramatically, and James doesn't want to talk about the last 2 years. He wants to talk about 10 years ago. Well, what's relevant today is where we are as a company today.
Casella says he's especially incensed by allegations Pappas has made of unethical business transactions between Casella Waste and Casella Construction, a company led by John's brother Doug Casella. Pappas's concerns are highlighted on a website called FixCasella.com.
My perspective is James is being very misleading and absolutely distorting the truth when he says that I transferred $80 million to construction.
Casella says his waste company has spent hundreds of millions of dollars over the years on waste-related construction projects, and any projects that his brother's construction company bids on are decided by an independent third-party engineering firm.
Over the last 3 years, Casella Construction has only got 30% of the projects. We use seven other general contractors to do that work.
Financial experts say that when shareholder battles like this come up, large investors typically look to proxy advisor companies for guidance on how to vote. One of the larger proxy advisors, Glass Lewis & Company, has endorsed JCP's slate of candidates. But the largest of the proxy advisors by far, ISS, and two other smaller firms have come out in favor of Casella's candidates. Court Jones, a Mendon resident who owns Casella stock, says he's troubled by the proxy battle and hopes local shareholders will remember what the company contributes.
They've been great public servants to our community, and that's the thing that bothers me is, some outsider coming in, trying to steal the company away from them, and, has no interest in our community. They come in, they take over low, and they sell the company down the road for a higher number. That's how they make their money.
JCP's James Pappas says if Casella Waste Systems were healthier financially, it could do even more, both for its shareholders and the local community. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.